Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a classic Ree space in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices, and then we're doing the part that actually makes it work in jungle and drum and bass, pushing it into the deep, foggy atmosphere without crushing your kick and sub. Think of a Ree in this genre less like a bass sound, and more like a moving wall of low mid energy. It's supposed to breathe, lean forward, and fill the space between break hits, but it also has to behave. The kick and sub are the crown jewels, so we're going to build this in a way that gives you control. Let's set the scene first. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. I'm going to pick 170. Now make a super basic drum loop. Keep it simple. Kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4. If you have a break loop, throw it in. If not, a drum rack placeholder is fine. The point is, don't design bass in a vacuum. You need the drums running so you can tell the difference between pushing the track and turning into mud. Now let's build the Ree. Create a new MIDI track and load Waveatable. In Waveatable, set oscillator 1 to a saw. Basic shapes, saw. Perfect. Oscillator 2, also saw. Now detune oscillator 2 by about plus 10 to 20 cents. Keep osc 1 around 0 dB. Bring osc 2 down just a touch, maybe minus 2 dB. So the tone doesn't get too unstable. Now add some controlled width and movement with unison. Turn unison on. Set voices to 2 to 4, amount around 15 to 30%. Stereo, start conservative, like 20 to 40%. Here's the beginner trap. If you go huge on stereo this early, it sounds exciting solo, then collapses or turns hollow when drums come in, or when you check mono. So we'll keep it tasteful. Next, filter for jungle darkness. Pick a 24 dB low pass. LP24, set the cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 600 Hz range to start. Don't worry, we'll move it later. Add a little filter drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just to get some edge. Now the movement. This is where push starts, even before mixing. Set an LFO to modulate the filter cutoff. You can sync it to the groove, like 1/4 or 1/8, or go free rate around 0.2 to 0.5 Hz for slower breathing. Keep the modulation amount small at first, like 5 to 15%. If you want extra organic drift, modulate osc 2 to tune by a tiny amount too. Tiny. You want alive, not seasick. Cool. You now have a Ree that moves. Now we do the mixing power move. Split it into sub and mid layers. This is where beginners level up fast, because one bass doing everything is usually why mixes get cloudy. Duplicate your Ree MIDI track. Name one Ree SUB and the other Ree MID. On the Ree SUB track, we want clean and mono. In Waveatable, make it darker. Bring the cutoff down to something like 80 to 150 Hz. Turn unison down hard, and set stereo to 0 if it's available. Then put an EQ8 after it and low pass around 120 to 160 Hz with a steep slope. After that, add utility and set width to 0%. That's your sub policy. Mono, stable, predictable. Quick coaching note, set your low-end contract early. Decide where your kick and sub live. A really common starting map is kick fundamental around 50 to 70 Hz and sub fundamental around 40 to 55 Hz. Not a strict rule, but it helps you avoid the classic issue where kick and sub fight the same exact pocket. If they're fighting, no amount of processing will magically create clarity. Now the Ree MID track. This is where character lives. Grit, width, movement, the fog. Put EQ8 first and high pass around 120 to 180 Hz with a steep slope. That way you're not widening or distorting your true sub. Keep unison on here, because this is where stereo can actually help. Now we build the Ree patch push chain on the MID layer. The goal is to make it feel loud and forward without just turning it up and eating all your headroom. Here's the chain. EQ8, then saturator, then glue compressor, then optionally roar, then auto filter, then utility. We already have EQ8 doing the high pass, but now shape it a bit. If it's boxy, try a small dip around 250 to 450 Hz, like minus 2 to 4 dB, hue around 1.2. If it's harsh, a tiny dip around 2 to 4 kHz can calm it down. Don't overdo surgery, just make it easier to distort. Next, saturator. This is the core push. Turn on soft clip. Start with drive around 3 to 6 dB, then pull the output down to level match. That's important. If you don't level match, you'll think it sounds better just because it's louder. We're after density, not volume. Then glue compressor. This is about forwardness, like it's leaning into the break. Set attack to about 3 ms, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Then adjust makeup gain so it's the same perceived loudness. Again, Match levels, trust your ears. If you have Roarin' Live 12 Suite, you can add it next for Jungle Grit. Pick a warm or noisish style, but go light. Drive low to moderate. If it gets fizzy, you'll tame it after. If you don't have Roar, Overdrive or Pedal can do the job. After that, auto filter for post-grit movement. This is a really underrated trick. Movement after saturation reads more alive and less like a static synth. Choose LP12 or LP24. Turn envelope off and use the LFO. Rate around 1/8, subtle amount. You're aiming for rolling Y energy behind the brakes, not a dramatic EDM sweep. Finally, utility. Set width around 80 to 120%. Don't go crazy. If the phase feels weird, back it down. Now, before we add atmosphere, do a quick mono safety check. Put a utility on your master temporarily and toggle width to 0%. If your bass tone collapses dramatically, your MIDI layer is too dependent on stereo tricks. Reduce widening, and as a rule of thumb, keep widening energy above roughly 250 to 400 Hz. You can even enforce that later with M/SEQ, but for now just listen and adjust. Alright, let's add the jungle mist. We're going to create space without washing out the low end by using a send return, and we're only sending the MID layer to it. Create a return track and name it ResAtmos. On the return, put EQ8 first. High pass aggressively at around 250 to 400 Hz, 24 dB slope. This is not optional. This is what stops your mix from turning to soup. Optionally low pass around 6 to 10 kHz to keep it dark. Then add hybrid reverb. Try hall or plate. Decay around 2 to 4 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the dry bass stays present and the reverb sits behind it. Because it's a return, set the reverb mix to 100% wet. Then add echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback 10 to 25%. Darken the echo with the filter, low pass around 3 to 6 kHz so it feels like shadow, not sparkle. Optional but very effective, put a compressor on the return and sidechain it from the dry ResMID. That way when the bass plays, the reverb ducks, and in the gaps the tail blooms. That's exactly the humid jungle effect. The space breathes around the groove instead of smearing on top of it. Now go to your ResMID track and send a little to ResAtmos. Start modest, around minus 20 to minus 12 dB. If you can clearly hear reverb as an obvious effect, it's probably too much for this style. The goal is you miss it when it's muted, not that it announces itself. Next, sidechain so drums stay king. On ResSUB, add a compressor and enable sidechain from the kick. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 ms so you don't completely erase the sub transient. Release 60 to 120 ms so it recovers in time for the groove. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. On ResMID, you can sidechain too. Similar settings, but you can allow more movement, like 2 to 6 dB, especially if you want that rolling bounce that makes the track feel like it's breathing with the break. Here's a fast reference listening routine to train your ear. Play drums and bass together at low volume. Mute the drums for 2 seconds, then unmute them. If the kick shrinks when the bass is present, the bass is masking it, that's your cue. Adjust sidechain, EQ, or sub level. This is way faster than staring at meters, and it builds instinct. Now let's make it musical with a simple arrangement, because the push isn't just processing. It's also how you reveal energy over time. Try a 16-bar plan. Bars 1 to 4. SUB only on simple notes. Keep the break filtered a bit. Automate the MID filter cutoff rising slowly, even if the MID layer is barely audible or muted. You're setting up the drop feel. Bars 5 to 8. Bring in the MID layer quietly and add just a touch of ResAtmos send. Add a little call and response with the rhythm, not with complexity. Even a couple gaps can make the break punch harder. Bars 9 to 12. This is your drop feel. Bring the MID up. Increase saturation slightly, open the filter a bit. Maybe increase the LFO amount a touch. If you want a growl moment, do a tiny pitch bend, like plus or minus 1 to 2 semitones, only occasionally. Bars 13 to 16. Pull the Atmos send back, close the filter slightly for tension, and do one short fill where the Reese drops out for a bar or even half a bar. That negative space makes the drums feel huge without changing any levels. Automation targets that give you the most payoff as a beginner: MID filter cutoff, Atmos send amount, saturator drive in tiny moves like 1 to 2 dB, and utility width. A great trick is narrowing in breakdowns and widening in drops. It reads as bigger, even if the fader barely moves. Before we wrap, a couple common mistakes to avoid. Don't do wide sub bass. Ever. If the sub is wide, It will phase out and vanish in mono. Keep sub width at 0. Don't force one res to do sub and mid at once. That's how you get constant mud. Split layers, process them differently. Don't over distort before you shape. Distortion magnifies ugly frequencies. EQ first, saturate, then check EQ again. Don't put reverb on low end, put your reverb on ascend. High pass it hard, and only send the MID, and watch gain staging. Match loudness as you add devices, or you'll chase loudness instead of quality. Now, a quick 15-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Build the two-layer res, sub and mid. Program a simple two-bar rolling pattern in a minor. For example, bar 1, A1 for most of the bar, a quick G1 for an eighth note, back to A1. Bar 2, A1 for half a bar, then C2 for half a bar. Add the push chain to the MID. Create the res atmos return and send only the MID to it lightly. Side chain the SUB to the kick until the kick stays clean. Then export a 16-bar loop and listen at low volume. Ask yourself, can you still feel movement? Does the kick stay clear? Does the reverb stay out of the low end? If you want one extra upgrade move that fixes a lot of jungle mud fast, on the MID layer, dip around 180 to 320 HC when the break hits. Even a gentle dynamic dip can keep the fog while giving the snare body and break crunch some room. Recap. A jungle res's movement plus density. Bullet into SUB. Mono and clean, and mid, wide and gritty, so you have real control. Use saturator and glue to push it forward without wrecking headroom. Put atmosphere on ascend, high pass it, and let it breathe with sidechain ducking. Then automate filter, width, and send amount so the bass feels like weather in the track.